What you just heard was a brief excerpt from a live set at the Noise Sunday music series that happens every other week at the plant. The Noise Sunday music series is an afternoon series of music presenting weird and wonderful, very beautiful sounds. And I sat down with the organizers last week, and we discussed some of the vision and care that goes into pursuing this project.
So I am Micah Langer, and here for the Tuesday morning after, here at the plant,
I am here with some of the organizers from Noise Sunday, the Noise Sunday music series. Would you introduce yourselves, please?
I'm Catherine Debat. I co-run the label Jeunesse Cosmique with friends, and I'm also a musician and booker in different venues in Montreal.
My name is Alex Pesha. I'm an elementary school teacher. I also am part of the label Misery Loves Company, a new label for music on tape. I also book shows around the city, including Mal de Spaghetti at KGB every the first two Tuesdays of each month. And I'm also a plant member, plant collective member, and a blogger for Le Voir online.
Grace Brooks. I'm a math student, mathematician by day, not a student, but an RA, and I make music in the afternoons sometimes. I am involved in the plant, and not here with us today is Joni Sadler, who's the music coordinator for CKUT and is also involved, is also booking the Noise Sunday series.
Cool. Yeah. Thanks. So what is Noise Sunday?
Noise Sunday is every second Sunday between 3:30 in the afternoon and 6-ish. It's an experimental music show. It's very eclectic. The idea is to provide, or one of the ideas behind it is to provide a space for music that might not otherwise be able to be shown, providing a space for music in its very early incarnations, or very strange music, or music made by younger folks who might not be able to book a show themselves, music that needs an audience that will be quiet and pay attention. I think that's my understanding of it.
And maybe also the fact that the curators are four different persons that book one band each, mm-hmm. and we don't really talk that much to each other, so there's a factor of of chance, that, and sometimes it creates like a mix or a blend of awesome music, but really a contrast between the bands. And that's always interesting to discover. People mainly know that there's going to happen something great, but they don't know the bands, so they come mainly for the music and to discover sounds. Mm-hmm.
I think there's very few venues left for experimental music in Montreal that's not loud. And even if it's extremely loud or pretty loud, there's the problem that the bartenders or bar owners will dislike it and tell us not to come back. So it's the plant is a very special place for that, in the sense that there's almost no venues left that can present that kind of music with no expectation of how many beers they're going to sell, you know. Mm-hmm. So that was a huge part, and that why it's here is because you need a welcoming venue that will accept basically a different kind of music. And I would add, I know Grace mentioned it briefly, but there's definitely this desire to diversify the people who play. And that's partly by, I feel like, and maybe they can, Grace and Catherine could add something about that, but a lot of scenes I found were really mostly male and mostly even older sometimes, especially with experimental and free jazz scene, but even with some experimental music, even when I was younger, it was mostly guys playing and not very inclusive. And I don't know, that was one of the big motivations for me to book more, was to kind of avoid this boys club thing.
I think that's a really good point, Alex, just in terms of that it is a show that's booked with having a equal representation between women and men and gender non-conforming folks welcome. And also because it is in a place that is not a bar and doesn't sell alcohol, the all ages aspect is really nice, in that people can bring their children and teenagers are welcome, and I don't know of any place or event in this area that specifically has the combination of things that it does with respect to that.
Thanks. I guess that kind of, you touched upon a lot of the questions that I had, but one specifically is related to the description that gets sent out on the plant listserv about Noise Sunday, and it says that Noise Sunday is to showcase music that might never see the light of day, the very new, the stuff from the back of the closet, the weird, the wonderful. Do you think you could maybe sum up a little bit what you think is keeping music from people's ears, and why wouldn't the music at Noise Sunday necessarily get out into the light of day?
I think one thing that's really important, and that is might be more subtle, it's not necessarily like a legal or organizational problem, but more just in general, I think we've managed to make it very friendly for people to experiment and to present first drafts in a way. So I think that's a huge difference in that sense, that it's a competitive city in a lot of ways, and I think people often feel like they need to present a final product that, you know, a label manager could sign right away, or that, you know, press could go crazy over. This is more like, for example, for me, a really good example of that was Mans played here their first show, basically, and they had no vocals yet, but they wanted to present the music, and people were listening really carefully, and it's good to test the material live, but there's not this pressure that, you know, it's like your work's premiere, and that, you know, people are going to judge it positively or negatively. It can be a work in progress, and it's the same, Mans is a rock trio, but it's the same for small solo electroacoustic projects. You know, there's no pressure for it to be finished work, and it's okay if there's not that polish of having done 20 shows of it already.
And I feel some people came to see lots of Noise Sunday before they say, oh, I do music and maybe I'd like to try something too, because it's a vibe thing. People are really respectful and it's inspiring, so I feel maybe it can give them the strength to at least try.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and also that the people booking it are very like willing to, like, if someone says, oh, I make music as well, I'd like to present it here, to trust those people and not necessarily need to hear a sample of it, or not necessarily need to know what it's going to be beforehand for it to happen.
I think that's the biggest intimidating factor in Montreal right now, is that there's so many promoters and bookers who stand in the back of the room, kind of laugh, will make a small comment like, oh, this is terrible, and then it's really soul
crushing. So if an artist wants to play at Noise Sunday, what should they do?
They should email us via either our Facebook page, facebook.com/noisesunday, I believe, or contact one of us individually.
Yeah, in person or by our respective contact info. There's a Gmail. It's noisesunday@gmail.com. But Noise Sunday is a weird spelling.
Yeah.
Can we get into the spelling? What's going on there? It's taken me a really long time to remember it, but I was thinking about it very deeply a few days ago when I was sending out a bunch of emails about this interview, and I realized that it's actually not that weird. It just looks really weird.
Yeah.
But it's actually just the words Noise Sunday, except with a slight alteration at the end, and there's only like, how do you spell it? What's going on?
N O I with an umlaut.
Tréma.
N O I S U N D A E accent aigu.
Accent aigu. E accent grave.
Oui.
Yeah. It looks beautiful.
It's very satisfying. It was Catherine who came up with it.
We were saying silly names, but after a while we said, oh, Noise Sunday, that's a good name. So, and we just trashed the end a little bit with the accent.
Does it actually have to do with a certain pronunciation that you're after?
It had to do with us trying to find a bilingual name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, I mean, the noise part is not really bilingual, I guess. But, in Quebec, we say a sundae for, ice cream. Mm-hmm. And so it was like, kind of like feel good both ways. And and then we added all the accents to confuse the Anglos.
It worked. So, yeah, and why in weird? Is that a secret?
I don't know if there's a reason why in weird.
Okay.
Perhaps it's...
Because you say it's women. weird music.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, is the Y a reference to women with a Y, or is it like Old English, like pagan ritual?
Like, the idea of a weird is a very nice one. Sort of a...
I think it's visually more beautiful. Yeah. I like it. The weird and the
wise. Weird seems like something that one like calls another small child. You're so weird. Who knows? Things will be mysteries.
Good. So, So we talked about the spellings. That covers a lot of my questions, actually. You covered it really nicely, I thought, with how you were just talking about what is Noise Sunday, but to me it seems like it's a big part of it, and I was wondering like if there's anything else you'd like to say about how does Noise Sunday approach gender politics.
Well, I think it's very important to allow spaces for women to perform, and for gender nonconforming folks to perform, and a thing that I've noticed in the Montreal scene in general is that there just maybe are not as many spaces as I would like to see where that is as easy as it, or where that is easy in any way. And so we kind of, when we went into putting this project together, we went into it with the intention to make a space that that was open and inclusive, and ideally non-intimidating. I don't know if we've always succeeded at that, because I feel like that's a very difficult thing to succeed at all times.
Sure,
but I feel like we at least tried.
One of the conversations I would always have with more like free improv, free jazz bookers or musicians is, I would always come back to them saying, oh, what can I do? There are less female musicians. What am I going to do about it? And that's kind of the easy defense for people not to play women or gender non-conforming folks. And it's just, I used to hear that all the time, and it's just, there's a reason there are less people asking for shows that are not males, It's not...
But it's actually less and less true. I feel there are a lot more women in the music scene in the last years, because I thought at the beginning when I started doing music, I was almost like feeling alone all the time in lineups with guys and bands. But now I feel there's a scene of, like post-Riot Girls and a mix with weird IDM scene too, with women and drone-y scenes. So I feel we get to talk more and more to each other, and to maybe start to forget the idea of, oh, we're women doing music, but we're just musicians in a way, because we're considered more like equally, but not at the same time. It depends in the festivals and different shows. It's not rare that you don't even see a girl.
Yeah.
But I feel it's getting more and more into...
Yeah. I think the bookers, and maybe Catherine and Grace wouldn't agree with me, but I think that we kind of have to try to be more inclusive with booking, and also
proactive about it.
Yeah, because there's a thing where, and people have disagreed with me about this, I don't know if you will, but I feel like if you never make an effort to reach out, then quickly the venue or the series or your identity as a promoter or booker becomes male-centric, I find that it can easily get to that where it's like, oh, you know, I play experimental violin or experimental saxophone, but, you know, every week it's three white guys from Montreal who play, so...
But it's also important to say it's inclusive with the francophone, anglophone scene, because lots of person, like French speakers, they don't take the place in venues where they're shy, or it's difficult to get into that scene, that English-speaking scene, I can say, but they have a place to be included and to be discovered for their music, and it's a good way to bring people together, I think. Mm-hmm. And even people from outside of Montreal, I mean, we had persons playing from Ottawa, from Toronto, and I even had a friend from Japan when he was in Montreal. He came to do a set here, and he felt really touched that people listened to him that much. He felt it was really respectful. He could do his poetry, and he was really happy.
That's a really cool show.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's important to... that people feel included, and there's a communication and an exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the more shows that are inclusive one books, the more contacts one makes with other people who might be interested in playing. Like, for example, like, I don't know, people bring their friends from different scenes who are involved in different things, and then they end up getting interested and wanting to put on their own things, either at Noise Sunday or booking their own shows, and that's really satisfying. And
I guess you've clarified a lot of your thoughts about the intersectionality of the music scene that you're a part of with Noise Sunday. So how do you curate your lineups?
Well, we each do it individually, first of all, so I think we each have different procedures. I know on my end, I tend to try to reach out to people who I think might have something that they want to perform, particularly if I haven't seen them perform elsewhere, but I know that they play. Or also sometimes people will contact me.
Mm-hmm. Personally, I like to offer people their first show with a certain project. I think that's something that I'm interested in. I've also done a couple of pairings, which is something I want to do more in the future. Pair two people up who don't know each other from Montreal that I find both really good. That's another thing I really like to do. I think I do sometimes when I'm feel like I'm booking, I feel like, oh, I need something really noisy. There's a bit of that in me, like, or I need something really jazzy, but that's that's more simple, I guess.
And yeah, I really go with my instinct, because I really think about like the series as a whole. So one day I want to book a friend that does this really weird like noise dance music, and then afterwards I go, okay, next time maybe I would like to bring something really different, because each time it's kind of, I want to surprise the other bookers and the persons, like I want them to meet all those incredible people that I've met in the time that I did shows. And I know so many people doing so strange music but really good, and yeah, that's what I, so I'm basically asking all my friends and all the people that I know.
Why did you decide to put Noise Sunday in the afternoon?
People, it's not,
there are no shows in the afternoon.
So there's no competition. Everybody can come, the all ages part, and there's not going to be any pressure to sell more beer, or to have more people, or to make more money at the door, because normally there's nothing.
And people are so concentrated, like they come to see the show and maybe drink tea, or like they go buy some vinyls, and after they arrive at 3 and they go, oh yeah, I'm so chill right now, I want to see that show. They don't come here to show off, or there's no attitude at all. There's just plenty of chairs and yeah, people just sitting and listening.
Can you sketch out what people might see when they walk in to a Noise Sunday?
A bunch of orange chairs, people setting up Could be anything from tables of gear to two guitars and a mic to
people cooking.
There's always people cooking.
Yeah, there's always people cooking. And it's sunny and warm, and there may be some cats roaming around.
Well, one of the only venues in Montreal that spaces in Montreal where there are shows that has windows.
It's true.
There no venues have windows anymore. They put curtains in front of them, so it's really nice to have the sunlight.
But we're during the afternoon, so we see the sun.
Yeah.
So much it fills the whole room, and there are so many plants everywhere that you feel a warmth, an organic warmth.
I have one more thing to say, which is that apparently Alex had never had a mango before, which is very weird, but I guess that's okay.
I don't buy fruits. That's all there is to it. I don't buy fruits. They're so expensive.
How was it?
It was good. It's very tender, I guess. It wasn't crispy, is what I'll say.
Okay.